Power FM Breakfast with Nick.
Stan Walker, he is an Australian New Zealand pop idol. He won the seventh and last season of Australian Idol, and you know him for hits like this. Joining me on the line, the man himself, Stan Walker. Stan, how are you today?
Very good, good. How are you?
I'm very well. You are back in Sydney. How's sunny Sydney looking today on this winter's day?
It's looking good. I don't know if it's nice and warm outside, though. It looks it.
Now, Stan, you've got a new hit out. It is called Holding You. It's been number 22 on Shazam and at least number 36 on iTunes. It's a cracking hit. We're going to play it up next. But you teamed up with Ginny Blackmore for this one. Tell me how you came to creating this hit.
Well, I already knew who she was because we have mutual friends, and I'm not going to say she knew who I was because she might have not known who I was. But I've known about her for years, and I know that she's always been an amazing singer, an awesome songwriter. And we met on the set of X Factor New Zealand. I was a judge, and she was performing that night, and I was performing that night, and so we both sung. I was terrible. She was amazing, and I thought, oh, shame, Ev. Anyway, I talked to her, but really I wanted to ask her if she wanted to work together, but I was too ashamed. But then she emailed me, and it all happened, and then we went to the studio, we wrote the song together, we recorded it, and it happened, and it was pretty much one of the best experiences I've ever had doing a song.
Stan, you make it sound like it was as awkward as asking a girl on a date. Was it kind of like that?
It was kind of like that because, like, it's always intimidating for me when you look up to somebody in some sort of way or you respect them or admire them for their work. And, you know, she's a singer and she's in my lane, but she's like a whole other level of voice and her songwriting abilities. Oh, I'm alive. So I was like, you know.
How nervous were you then when you teamed up together and you're in studio for that first time? You're going, God, don't stuff it up. Don't stuff it up.
All I could think was, oh, my gosh, she's going to be like, oh, your lyrics suck. Because she's so intricate and she's so intelligent about how she words things. Like, she uses words I've never heard in my life. So I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm like ABCs and she's A minus, D minus. I'm like just basic as. But it actually works so well and we brought our lyrics together and... yeah, it just worked.
And now let's go back to when you won Australian Idol in 2009. That's where people first started to get to know you here in Australia as an artist. Wow, what a rollercoaster ride and a huge... I mean, you've come so far even to go on to be a judge on X Factor in New Zealand.
I know. Like, I was actually thinking about it yesterday. I can't believe, like, just where I've come from, even from the beginning of my career to now, and act like that. I'm talking... It sounds like I'm talking like it's been 20 years. It feels like it's been 20 years, but it's only been 5 or 6 years.
And you're doing so well at it. From going from an Australian Idol contestant and then a winner to being an X Factor judge, what do you think sitting there as a judge now? Do you feel for those contestants with those nerves that you felt 5 years ago going on stage for Australian Idol?
Oh, definitely. Like, I understand more than anybody that was on their panel because... Mm. You never truly sing your best, like, when you're on a show like that, because it's so much pressure. And if you're not used to that, you know, like, they don't sing like that every day. Even as artists, we don't do that sort of stuff every day.
Yeah,
we do, like, you know, radio stuff and, you know, stuff where people don't see us, but then you have the odd TV performance, and it's always a lot of pressure, and they're doing it every single night until they get voted out. Plus, people are judging them. Plus, they're getting judged by us and have to listen to those comments in front of the whole country. So, like, I feel for them, man. But, like, in saying that, they were really talented. They were more than capable of being who I thought and... sometimes not necessarily what they thought, but who I thought they could be. And, it was awesome.
But you've also done some things like singing national anthems at sporting events. Out of everything you do, is that something, when you're out there in a live stadium, is that something that's unique to itself, being there singing an anthem and representing your country?
Oh, that is, like, for some people, they're like, oh, it's the anthem. But for me, I'm quite a patriotic person. And because now, like, I'm a Mozzie, I'm a New Zealand, I'm a Kiwi Aussie. So, you know, I've got both my passports, I'm a dual citizen. I was born in Melbourne, but, you know, brought up in New Zealand. So, like, I get so patriotic when it comes to my country. And every time I sing the national anthem, I'm like, I'm standing there ready to do the haka or something.
I was going to ask you, that's where I was going to lead to you next, because you are New Zealand and Australian, both of them together, but there is a bit of rivalry there. So, mate, what do you do when the Wallabies and the All Blacks are going head-to-head against each other?
Okay, so when it comes to, like...
You've thought this through.
Because I've been an All Blacks supporter all my life, so I'm All Blacks, but when it comes to, I'm like 50-50, eh? Like most sports, I'm New Zealand, but when it comes to like the league, I'm Australia. unless it's like a New Zealand Australia, I think I'll go for New Zealand. But I already know that in my heart that Australia's got it.
I know exactly how you feel, because my family is English, my parents are English. I've got both passports too, so I feel the same.
We're in a bit of a predicament. Like we're kind of contradicting ourselves.
Yeah. It's exactly like that. And then when you go for the wrong team, people go, oh, you can't support the Kiwis or the Aussies or whatever. It's a tough one.
So I'm just going to go for Ireland.
No, don't do that. Bad idea.
Okay, South Africa.
Now you're just getting tempers up. Look, there is the age-old debate about things that are Australian and New Zealand. Can you help us out for once and for all? And as somebody who lays claim to both countries, can you decide for us whether these things should be Australian or New Zealand? What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Will you help me out with that one?
I will help you.
Stick around, Stan, because we want to chat to you about that up next. It is Brekkie with Nick's going to play Stan Walker's new hit now. It is called Holding You. It's featuring Ginny Black. More Stan Walker on the line with us right now on 98.1 Power FM. Brekkie with Nicks. Stan Walker and Ginny Blackmore holding you. That is Stan's new hit, and he's joining us on the line. Okay, Stan, let's get to the bottom of it. Crowded House, are they Australian or New Zealand? This is purely your opinion, by the way.
They're actually New Zealand.
Oh, are you sure?
I sang one of their songs and I met up with the fellas.
Yeah.
From Crowded House.
Oh, awesome experience.
So that's why I know they're from New Zealand.
we're trying to claim them.
Claim them? Who cares?
yeah, let's just keep them anyway. What about pineapple lumps? Now, for people who don't know these, I love these chocolate fish pineapple lumps. Anything? I'm trying to claim them as Australian. What do you reckon?
Okay, I've always had pineapple lumps in New Zealand, but chocolate fish? I don't know about that one. Maybe it's a dual one.
We'll share that one. Pavlova, what do you reckon? Should we keep it in Australia or should we give it back to New Zealand, the rights for it?
Because being in both countries, I've heard them say it's ours, it's not theirs. And then I actually Googled it and the origin, it comes from New Zealand.
Oh, no. I'm not winning anything here, mate.
I've had so many debates because I started out, I was like, nah, that's from New Zealand. Then I came here and the people were convincing me it's from Australia. I was like, oh, it must be from here. And then, I had to Google it and I went on Google and Yahoo and everything. It's originally from New Zealand.
Oh, but no.
But remember Anzac. We are Anzac, so we share it.
We're sharing all this thing together. What you're saying is share the love. So my last two was Farlap. Have I got anything with that one?
Oh, I don't know about Farlap.
Okay, we'll claim it as Australian. Yes. And the last one is Weet-Bix. Apparently, we fight over the
Australian name.
Yes! Woohoo! And we've got...
I used to think it was New Zealand, but I actually think it's Australian.
Done. I reckon that's a bit 50-50, and as you said, it's all Anzac, so we'll share it anyway, unless it comes to the All Blacks versus the Wallabies, then it's each other. What are you going to do, though, because you still living in New Zealand?
No, I live in Sydney.
So what are you going to do, hypothetically speaking, 20 years down the track, your son wants to play and represent Australia. Stan Walker, what are you going to do?
Oh, I'm going ahead. I was like, yep, go to Australia.
Stan Walker, your new hit is Holding News. It is a cracker of a hit. Stan Walker, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much. You have an awesome day.
You too. Thank you.
Power FM's
Hi.
It doesn't matter if you're at home doing